Good morning. My guest this morning is Christina Nelson from the Bird Rescue Center of Sonoma County. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Roland. I'm glad to be here. Thanks
for having us.
I'm
very glad to have you. The one thing that I wish you had brought with you is one of those resident raptors from the Bird Rescue Center. Years ago, I saw them. They were appearing at the Luther Burbank Center for some reason. Unforgettable. I'll never forget those guys, those wonderful birds. Okay, and it's Saturday, September 23rd, 11 to 3 at 3430 Chenate Road in Santa Rosa.
Yes.
What else will people get to see and do?
Well, it's a sort of a celebration of the support that we've had over the years and the work that we do. And so it's an all ages kind of thing. And so there'll be stuff for kids. There's kind of educational and fun games for kids to play and make things and stuff. And then, of course, the birds will be out. And there's silent auction items for the adults who like to shop. So there'll be some fun stuff. I think there's a couple of vacation getaways and some, you know, cool stuff that people will definitely want to bid on. And then there's food and refreshments for everybody. And it's free. And, of course, it is a fundraiser. And so we are hoping that people will, you know, of course, contribute because we are, for the most part, a completely privately funded organization. And it's an opportunity for people to bring their kids and they can meet these birds. And, you know, our mission is twofold. You know, we're a bird hospital for local wild birds, but our other mission is education. And so, you know, we do ed programs all over the county, all over the North Bay, in fact. Yeah. And bring these birds.
Can you give us a little preview of the resident raptors?
Well, there's 18 of them. And they're all unreleasable birds. They range in age from, you know, reasonably, you know, a few years old to like quite elderly. I mean, our oldest bird is like 35, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. He's a turkey vulture. Yeah, his name's Arnold. In fact, the first Festival of Feathers was his 30th birthday.
Wow.
And then we decided to do this and move it to the fall after baby bird season. And so now he's probably about 35 and a half.
And how do these raptors take the idea of being available for people to get close to speak to, and so on?
Well, they've been doing it for some of them decades, but, you know, they have a long training with becoming used to their handlers. And, you know, we all handle different birds and, you know, they become accustomed, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're still wild. They're still very, very unpredictable and wild, but they are somewhat accustomed. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. It's magical for people. We see it again and again. My husband and I have been handling these guys for like practically 10 years. So
now, normally, you hope that if birds come into the Bird Rescue Center, that they'll be able to leave, that they'll be able to be healed of whatever it is that's troubling them.
Absolutely. That is it. That's, you know, rescue and rehabilitate and release. That's the main, you know, plus educate. That's the big picture.
I suspect, too, that the majority of the birds do get to leave.
Yeah, I mean, there's some that don't make it, you know, but then, you know, our hospital is a, you know, a compassionate facility.
Thank you very much for coming in and telling us about it. Let's remind people that it is Saturday, September 23rd, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Admission is free. For more information, 523-2473 or birdrescuecenter.org.
And you can find us really easily on Facebook, and that's another way to get information about the event.
Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.